Useful language for writing assignments, emails, an apology for absence. I'm going to read different letters for different levels on the same writing assignment, okay? With different writing requirements. It's an email to a teacher to apologize for not coming to class or not going to class. The first example is for Básico 1, elementary, and it's about 50 words. The email subject line says, primero es absence. You identify what the email is about, okay, to help the teacher. And the email says, dear teacher, my name is, and the full name, right? And I'm in, and the level, and the group. That's the first thing you need to tell the teacher, especially if it's at the beginning of the course, so the teacher knows who you are, okay? How are you? I am sorry I can't go to class. I have a lot of work. But don't worry, I listen to English every day. See you soon. Have a nice day, Maria. Okay, so this is a 50-word email at the elementary level, okay? Now, I'm going to read an email that has between 80 and 100 words. It's also informal, and it's at the Básico 2 level, which is a pre-intermediate. It says, dear teacher, my name is whatever, and I'm in wherever. I am sorry I missed my lessons last week. The bad news is that I am going to miss my lessons this week too, because now I am in the afternoon shift. We have a lot of work. But don't worry, I am listening to English every day. I love it. I'm learning a lot. And I'll be back as soon as possible. Probably next week. Sorry again. Have a nice day. Maria. And now I'm going to read an example of an email to the teacher at the intermedio level, which is a common European framework of reference level B1, a CEFR B1, okay? The register is semi-formal and the word limit is between 100 and 125 words. Dear teacher, my name is whatever and I'm in wherever. I can't attend our lessons for work reasons. My apologies. We are working long hours and changing shifts too, with the high peak tourist season. It's very tiring and a bit stressful. However, I am not going to quit this course. I love learning to speak English. I'm keeping my listening log. I listen to your audios and the textbook audios almost every day. If it's okay, I'll hand in my log and do my pending orals at the end of the month. Sorry for the inconveniences and thank you for your patience. Kind regards, Maria. And the subject line is also absence. Okay, a descriptive word. For instance, tercero C, absence. So the teacher knows. Now I'm going to read a letter at the Avanzado 2 level, that's a B2, that's an upper intermediate level, according to the CEFR. And it's also in the informal register, and the word limit is between 125 and 150 words. And the email says, hi there, it's me, now the full name, in Quinto A, or in Avanzado 2. How are you? I am writing to apologize for not going to class these days. I've had tons of work. My boss is nervous and demanding this month, and we are all working long hours and changing shifts when needed. To make matters worse, my daughter is ill, and I've had to call my mom to come and stay with us until she recovers. Nothing serious, but you know, you simply worry. In any case, I'm not planning to quit. I've been watching the online documentary before going to bed. It's really interesting and I'm jotting down useful language to improve my language range. I hope you are not working too much. Take care and see you soon, Maria. Okay, so this would be a letter at the avanzado 2 level. Okay, and now a letter at the C1 level. That's the advanced level of English. It's also informal, and the word limit is between 150 and 200 words. The subject line, like the subject line for the avanzado letter, the avanzado email, is apologies for absence or apology for absence. Hiya, Micaela. I'm writing to apologize for not being able to make it to class lately. You must have been wondering about me. Don't worry, not quitting. It's just that life's gotten far too complicated for me these days, plus emotionally draining. You see, my dad is in hospital, though he'll be leaving soon, hopefully. And my daughter found a job, so I've had far too much on. Incidentally, I've been telling myself the poem you asked us to learn. I wanted to ask you if it would be okay if I handed in my assignment when I finally got back to class. I know it would be overdue, but I had started reading similar texts first, like you said, and had taken notes on structure and language. If my dad comes home this week, I'd probably get some time to finish what I started. So, could you please extend the deadline for me? Still, I might not manage it if more unexpected things happen. Anyway, I do hope to be in class with you all next week. Thanks and sorry for the hassle, Maria. Well, I hope this is useful. Have a nice day.